You're in the Bootlegger Shack, and I'm your host. We're going to be listening to some bootleg blues and rock recordings. Starting the show out with Small Faces, You're My Girl, from 1970.
Thank you. trying to wash away the pain inside. Well, I'm sick and I'm all dirty, and I'm standing in the rain, and I feel like I'm gonna die. I'm so damn alone.
Good evening. Thank you for coming. This is our second official gig of 2010. We're here dusting off the cobwebs and getting ready for a world tour. And, my friend Paul Jones, he was on our DVD last year. And he came to the Albert Hall nice enough to come in and have us sit in. It's like one of my favorite moments is to have Paul come out here because we started on this program 6 years ago, and we've been in the studio many times, and Paul and his whole crew here have been so supportive of us, and we never would have made it to the Albert Hall if it wasn't for, you know, Paul Jones in this program. So big ups to Paul Jones and his and we have a new album out called coming out called Black Rock. And we're going to try a few songs on you right now. So how about that?
You're in the Bootlegger Shack. Coming to you in part by QuackHouseRadio.net. That set started off with Small Faces doing You're My Girl. And that was from 1970 at the Capitol Theater in Port Chester, New York. Small Faces was a British band formed in 1965. With Steve Marriott on lead guitar and lead vocals. He left the band in 1969 to form Humble Pie with Peter Frampton. And to fill his spot, Ronnie Wood on guitar and Rod Stewart on lead vocals joined Small Faces. They were from the Jeff Beck group. And they wanted to change the name of the band, but the record companies wanted them to keep it the same because they'd already made so much money on the Small Faces name, but the band didn't want to do it because they were a different band. But they did one album, and they called themselves Small Faces for a short time, and that's what we just heard. It was when they were still calling themselves Small Faces, and then they, after a short time, changed it to The Faces, or just simply Faces. After that, we listened to Mark Farner, did Foot Stompin' Music from 2011 at the Hippie Fest in Soinger Theater, Mobile, Alabama. Mark Farner was the guitar player for Grand Funk Railroad. Then he went solo and formed the Mark Farner Band and played Christian rock. We finished that set off with Joe Bonamassa, Slow Gin, from 2010 at the BBC Mata Vale Studios in London. Next we get a little bit of blues with Sunnyland Slim from 1974 doing Canadian Walk. Thank you.
Bye. pair, lapping up that good old country water. Sure makes a big hairy guy like you thirsty. That's when I wrap my lips around that tall, sweaty, edible bottle of good old country Bear Whiz beer. As my daddy said, son, it's in the water. That's why it's yellow. Bear Whiz beer.
Bear Whiz beer, liquid product, and Bear Whiz Brewery, Animal, Missouri.
Thank you. Okay, listen, we'd like to feature Tommy here, do a little thing for you. This one's called Hammer Head. the incomparable Tommy Aldridge.
That set started off with some blues. Sunnyland Slim did Cakewalk, recorded at the Barclay Studio in Paris, France, 1974. And then, sticking with the blues, we heard Big Joe Turner, my favorite blues shouter, did Crawdad Hole, recorded in 1983 at the Club Lingerie in Los Angeles, California. Actually, I believe that's in Hollywood. We finished the set off with and I had some Big Mama Thornton queued up, and once in a while my software decides to play tricks on me, and it decided to play Pat Travers' Hammerhead and a Tommy Aldridge drum solo from 1980 at the Warfield Theater in San Francisco, California. What do you want to hear next? How about some Rush? From 1991, Roll the Bones.
Well, you gotta stake that claim. Good work is the key to good fortune. A winner stakes that brain, loses self and take that brain. They don't take that game, and sometimes the winner takes nothing. We draw our own designs, fortune has to make that brain. Chances. It is just the weight of circumstances. That's the way that Lady Luck plans it. Roll the bones. Roll the bones.
action, random interaction. Some groups afraid of a little abstraction. Can't get no satisfaction from the facts. You better run home, boy. Facts are fact for no room, boy. What's new? Spin the wheel if the dice are hot. Take a shot, play your cards. Show us what you got, what you're holding. If the cards are cold, don't go fooling. Lady Luck is golden. She favors all that's cool.
You've been listening to the Bootlegger Shack. We just heard Rush did Roll the Bones from 1991 at Madison Square Garden in New York. And we got just enough time for one last tune. Play this set out. That's going to be Blondie from 1979, Dallas, Texas, doing Dreaming.
We'll be right back.
Thanks for listening.